Hey,
hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is
a
big party, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, brother,
like, dig it.
Stop right on.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Did you have a good weekend this weekend?
Yeah, you always have a good weekend. You know, anytime you wake up, you know, it's a good weekend.
I get to sleep in a little. I love that stuff. It's been a very sunny but cold, so it tricked us again, but it's okay.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Sandy, how you doing, my friend?
Well, how are you doing, Earl, this morning? I thought you were going to say anytime you wake up, it's a good day.
Yeah, that's what I'm
sort of. You get to that point, it's like, oh yeah, another day. That's good.
you know, Sandy, the sun is out and it's, you know, it's shining and but it's cold. And I was going to ask you because you got a respite. You got the chance to get out of here and get to the warm weather a couple times this winter. And for those of us who weren't able to do that, Is it for those of us who've been languishing here throughout the entire winter, didn't get a chance to go and feel the warm weather, the rays of the sun? I'm wondering if there's, you know, if we feel not alone, because many parts of this country are suffering with this cold weather. Is it better for us that we know we're not alone? You know,
misery loves company. Is that the deal?
That's what I mean. But
yeah,
I mean, you got.
Well, you said I got away. I went to Mexico in November and December. It wasn't very cold when I left, so I've been here. I've been suffering. I've been, you know. And to me, it's only misery if you decide it's miserable.
Well, when you know that, you know, you can say we're in April.
Yeah.
And we're still looking at 25, 28 degrees. I mean, it's only a short period of time. You know,
Wait, Earl, before you complain too much about the winter, how many feet of snow did you have to shovel this winter, huh?
You took the words out of my mouth. You know, it's real easy, you know, to look at things through, you know, one prism and not think about the blessings that we did have, you know. It's cold now, but you know, we're going to get a lot of rain in the next few days, which is good for your and my lawns, and I know how immaculate you keep yours. You know, we'll certainly be needing that additional rain over the next few days, but as long as the sun is shining, there's always a ray of hope, right?
Yeah, as long as the sun's still behind the clouds, you know, it's just as long as it's up there, ready to do its work, you know.
You know, Sandy, I got a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about. And a lot of the things that we'll be talking about, look, is there anything more important than what's happening in Ukraine? I look around and I'm trying to find other things to talk about. But it's just... it's there, and we can talk about other things all we want to, but it's the elephant in the room. And if we ignore that, you know, we could come on and we could talk about, you know, the Oscars, which I didn't see.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't see the Will Smith slap. I missed the whole.
Well, it was a little bit more than a slap.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was when a guy that weighs 200 pounds lets you have it, you know, with an open hand.
Yeah, we actually out, if you did that on the street, you would call that criminal assault, I think. But
yeah, you know, those guys, have enough money to last them until Jesus comes home or comes back, as the Christians would say. You know, he's got enough money. They've got enough money. And yeah. So we're not going to crack it out tears for what, you know, took place. I didn't see it. I don't think, though, in my entire life, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I don't think I've ever seen the Oscars.
Well, I think that means you've lived a few more minutes than others. This is a sort of a non sequitur, but I had a good friend's son who was also a good friend who became active in Hollywood, and his first gig was on a soap opera, and I used to watch that soap opera so I could watch Sam Page.
No, Sandy.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, watching a soap opera subtracts minutes from your life. It's like, not only is it a waste of time, but it subtracts time.
Well, so what was it, As the World Turns?
I think it was All the Children or something
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot the name of it, but
yeah. It was,
you know,
and it would get about a scintilla of an inch forward each time. You'd see about everything from the last show, and then it was like unbelievable. Nothing was advanced whatsoever by it.
You know what, Sandy? We thought back in those days, well, I guess they're still doing soap operas now. I don't know. That's another thing I don't think I've ever seen. I will go to my grave having never seen a soap. But you think about those days and the amount of time that used to be wasted watching those soap operas. Well, I can say wasted. Those same people could say all the time, I watched.
Wasted. I can vouch for it. Yeah.
Hey, but Sandy, they could say that all the time we spent watching sports is wasted too. So it all depends, you know, who's the person behind the mic at the time. But the other part of this is, you know, there was only, you know, the soaps, but now, I don't know, how many channels do you have? 10,000? What do I have? 10,000 channels?
I don't know. I've weaned myself from cable, and I only stream, and the options you have streaming is, like, beyond belief. You know, I don't even know all the options I've got.
and so you sit back, and you wonder, and you watch all, well, I don't watch all of that. I can't possibly, you know, nobody can possibly watch, but 99.9% of what you are paying for, you don't want to see anyway. You know, there's very little that is going to make your life better in what they're producing.
Yeah, that's undoubtedly true. Although I will say that the competition between the mega companies that have gone into the production business behind streaming has created a bunch of high quality shows. But I think when you get down to it, even a high quality show isn't necessarily an advance for your intellect. You know, it's a very passive form of, you just sit there, you know?
Yeah, no.
Something happens.
You know, you and I, we think back, we've been around a little while, and I always tell people, I remember, you know, the 9-inch TV screens, and you know, and there was only 6, 4, 12.
Yeah. In Milwaukee, when we first got a TV, it was a 7-inch screen, and the box that 7-inch screen was in weighed about 150 pounds. It was wooden. And we had Channel 4. That was it, Channel 4.
And when, during that period of time, Sandy, you know, you were probably in the highest 10 percentile when you had a TV, right? I mean,
we were the first on the block.
Yeah. And so, you know, you just think back, and that wasn't really that long ago, Sandy, to think about from that period of time to where we are, is an amazing accomplishment. You know, with the televisions that we have now, you know, part of me says it's good, but the other part of me says it hasn't been, you know, the best for Americans and our health. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up, Sam?
Gary from Sussex has given us a call about the Will Smith incident.
Gary from Sussex. As I live and breathe. Hey, what's going on, Gary? How you doing, man?
Good. I'm still alive. It's been a while since I've called in.
How did you find us, man?
One day I was thinking I was listening to the sports radio, and then all of a sudden I hear you guys on the radio. And well, I thought,
there's a disappointment every day, right?
Yeah. Hey, so like you, Earl, I don't watch the Oscars. I didn't even know what was going on until I was watching the news today. Now, if Chris Rock would have been talking about my wife, and my wife had alopecia or she had breast cancer, and he made some joke about my wife being flat-chested, she doesn't need to worry about spending money on bras, I would have went up there and I would have B-slapped him just like Will Smith, protecting my wife. Now, you can make jokes about me, but you don't make jokes about my wife, especially if she's sick and has a disease, you know, like alopecia or something. So I'm 100% in favor. Now, I don't think I've never seen anything on the Oscars ever or heard about it in, 80 or 90 years that they've been doing this, that somebody went up there and insulted somebody. But I'm for what he did, and I would have done the same thing.
I'm with you.
I've got to go to break. Let me, because I want to make sure I'm clear on what I said. But, man, it's good to hear from you. You know, I heard somebody over the weekend also tell me that they turned to 5:40 a.m. looking for ESPN, and they heard us. So this is how people are finding out the way around, Sandy. We've got to go to a break. Thank you. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.